Too big? Too small? Do you find yourself like Goldilocks, yearning for the switching solution that's just right? Join me for a conversation with Peter Newton, Senior Product Line Manager at Netgear, as he talks about the growing number of switching solutions now available for the SMB sector that fit, you guessed it, just right. Welcome, Peter Newton. So tell me, what are smart switches?
Well, unmanaged switches, as you know, are just very simple devices. They're plug and play, and they provide that basic connectivity that people look for when they've just got a couple of devices that they're hooking up. Managed switches, on the other hand, are much more functional. You can talk to them, you can go in and configure things on them, and they have a whole host of advanced features available to them. And these features are utilized by companies with IT staffs, and et cetera. Well, a couple of years ago, Netgear saw that there was a pretty large gap between the full functionality that these managed switches had and just the plug-and-play simplicity of the unmanaged switches. So we created the smart switch that had some of the management capabilities of the Layer 2 products, but with a very easy interface, very easy to use, and also importantly, very close to the price of an unmanaged switch. So we created this new class of product that has what we call entry-level management at the price of an unmanaged switch. So it really filled the gap between those two categories.
Now, who are smart switches for, this new category of smart switches meant for, and what kind of customers have been using them?
Well, the as I mentioned, for fully managed switches, those were designed for enterprise customers with these IT staffs. And then the people using the unmanaged switches were these very small companies. So we've developed, with the smart switches, we now have a product that's designed for those companies that are, say, 10 to 40 users that have basic features like traffic monitoring, configuration, trunking, VLANs, just kind of the key stuff that a small company like that could use. So it's really between the 10 to 40 person companies are going to be utilizing the smart switches.
In these small SOHO businesses, where are these smart switches being used?
They were designed, as I said, for these smaller companies, so they're used a lot where someone would have bought an unmanaged switch because, you know, that's what was in their budget and what they were used to buying. Now with the smart switches, they have all these features available to them at almost the same price as their unmanaged switch. So there's been a large adoption for those customers that would have otherwise bought an unmanaged switch. The other thing that we found is that there's actually a category of customer that usually buys the managed switches. And if they're trying to deploy out a bunch of switches to the edge and their budget doesn't quite allow them to buy all the layer 2 managed switches that they want, they can really stretch their budget and achieve some management capability at the edge of their network by putting smart switches out there. So it's actually, there's two markets we've seen, both the upgrade from the unmanaged as well as putting out on the edge of a managed network to stretch your budget dollars.
And tell me a little bit about stackable smart switches. How does this work?
Well, the stackable smart switches is brand new. The smart switches started about 2 years ago, and now they're available from Netgear, from the Cisco brand Linksys products, the 3Com has them. So the smart switches have been pretty widely adopted by not only the switch people in the industry, but also obviously the customers as well. The stackable smart switches is a whole new area. And in this case, Netgear, we again saw that there was still a large gap between the bottom end of the market, which now is, you know, the unmanaged and smart, and those fully managed layer 2 switches. So we said, well, we can do something for that customer between 40 and 140 and really design a switch optimized for that type of customer. So the stackables, obviously, from their name, you can stack them together and manage them as though they were a single switch. But in addition to that, we saw that because this was going and meeting a larger customer's needs, we also had to improve some of the other management features on there. So it's got better security, better prioritization, and other features that are a little bit more robust than the basic smart switches.
Okay.
Still not quite a full layer 2 switch. And as with the smart switches, they come at a pretty good price point.
So would this be for folks that need to perhaps scale up from their business is growing, they can use the stackable switches to sort of expand the capacity with the relative ease?
Certainly, that's definitely one of the advantages of any stackable switch, whether it's smart or managed. with the stackables, you can, you know, start with two switches, and as your company grows, as you need more users, just put a couple more on the stack, stack them up, and it's still managed as a single unit. So it's a very easy, very scalable solution.
So small businesses, why should they think about this type of switch?
For the companies between the 40 and 140 space, this is now the first switch product that's been designed specifically with them in mind. So why should they think about it? Well, because it's the product that's been optimized for them. Before these products were available on the market, their only alternative was to really step up to a fully managed switch, which would could be beyond the capabilities of their IT folks, or might require them to attend some training classes to manage these products. With the stackable smarts, they're managed with just a web browser interface. It's, you know, as I said, in a pretty intuitive interface. So these companies now can say, well, do I want to pay all this money for a fully managed switch, or do I opt for this switch that's been designed for me?
Now there's stacking. Now there's also a concept called clustering. What's the difference between the two? Maybe you can explain that.
Oh, sure. Both stacking and clustering are sometimes referred to as stacking. And the reason that is both of them offer the ability to manage a number of switches from a single IP address. So for that reason, there is a little confusion on that terminology. However, if you get into the details, what clustering does is it achieves that single user interface by having one switch act as a kind of a proxy for lots of other switches. Whereas with stacking, you really have a tightly integrated interface that controls a small number of switches. So they're different in the sense that stacking is usually confined to a relatively small number of switches that can be stacked together because of the tight integration, whereas clustering provides the ability to not only manage more switches from a single interface, but also to manage many different types of switches. So you can actually cluster many different platforms of switches together. Clustering is very powerful, and it's very good, and it's well suited for large networks, you know, enterprise-sized networks where you want to manage 20, 30 switches. For the customer that the smart switches are targeted for, from, as I said, the 40 to 140, they're only going to have a couple of switches. So they really benefit from the ease of use that true stacking delivers, and provided with that tight integration to make sure that all the unit acts as one, it's really easy to manage. Larger companies benefit more from the clustering technology, enabling that single point of interface to manage multiple switches. So it's you know, two flavors. It all depends on who you are as to what is better for you.
Now, I think I know the answer to my next question, but why did Netgear develop these stackable switches? Now I've been noticing lately Netgear's really been doing a concentrated outreach to small businesses, because there's a lot of business in small business. So am I on the right track?
Well, this actually goes to the core of what Netgear focuses on. We've never focused on the enterprise as a market. We've always been focused on both small businesses as well as home networking. We're known, I think, most right now for all the products you see in the retail stores, which is our home products line. But half our business, half of our revenue comes from businesses that are buying our business class products. So, you know, we've always focused on developing products aimed at the smaller, medium-sized businesses that are out there, say, on the 250 seats and less. So while we do have a complete line of switches, because we focus on that area, we identified the opportunity for smart switches a couple of years ago, and now we've expanded on that with the stackable smart switches. So it's just completely in line with, you know, what Netgear does as a company, where we focus on.
And it seems like that's been a really successful conscious decision on Netgear's part, because certainly I know that every time I sign on to a wireless network somewhere I don't know, I see Netgear's name come up.
Yeah, it seems to play pretty well. We're actually number one in the world on unmanaged switch ports, and both fast Ethernet and gigabit. We're number one in the world on the smart switches, fast Ethernet and gigabit. So there's certainly been a fair amount of success that we've seen in focusing on the small business. So
if people want to find out a little bit more about the smart switch technology and stackable switches and clustering and all of that, where can they go?
Well, of course, you can always go to the Netgear website at www.netgear.com. And there you can see we have web pages for both our home products and business products. And you can certainly find out more about our new stackable smart switches.
So if people want to really sort of, you know, think about where they want to go with their business and look at that as a possible solution, that would be a good place to go to get, say, basic information and maybe, you know, a little education about smart switch technology.
Certainly. You can find out more information about the three models we have out there. We have a 24 with 4 gigabit ports on it, a 48 port with 4 gigabit ports, and then we have another 48 port that has power over Ethernet on it as well. So you can find out all the technical details and all the as we call them, the alphabet soup of standards compliance that we support on those. So yeah, all that information is there on the web.
Well, I've been speaking today with Peter Newton, who's the Senior Product Line Manager for Netgear, talking about smart switches and switching technology. And thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.